I like your style, dude.
Listen to Dr. Groove on the wireless. Dr. Groove on the wireless. Dr. Groove on the wireless.
City red hat, too much heat a clap. Thank you. Welcome to Groove on the Wireless number 35, and I'm sitting in the back garden, and the theme is heat, because we're getting it majorly at the moment, which is great. I'm not complaining. So we started off with two songs that had heat specifically in the title, and we're going to continue with that. First off, we had Ella Fitzgerald with "It's Too Darn Hot." I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Sup may be a euphemism in that context. I do not know. You can probably hear a dog in the background. Pancho, my cat, is laid out in front of me. He's a black cat, so I think he enjoys the sun because he doesn't see it too often. But it can be tough going for black cats. And Lee Perry was giving you a survival strategy in the second part there. And he was telling you about how to get out of the city. The city is too hot. I'm a wanna cool down in the hillside. In Cabra, Groovetown, we have no hills, but we do have a back garden. So that's sweet. And I resemble a kind of Hunter S. Thompson figure at the moment. In a Hawaiian shorts, because you miss all this on the radio. I've got Hawaiian shirt on first, which is orange and brown and blue in it. It's a floral pattern, as is traditional. I've got orange shorts. I've got a hat with skull and crossbones on it. Aviators, talking into a microphone with headphones on. So that's really how the show gets built. How it gets put together. And next up, we're going to continue with the heat theme, this time with a Little Prince. We never go too long on this show without actually putting on a Little Prince, but we're also continuing with the hot stuff. And this is just an incredible piece of funk, and it's a Hot Thing, the extended mix. Yo,
Hot Thing.
Thank you. Wait to get you home.
Hot thing.
Somewhere we can be alone.
Hot thing.
I could read you poetry and then
we could make a story of our own. Hot thing. Hot thing. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Yes, I think that's called... No, I know that's called Starsky and Hutch, the Funky People Mix. And it's by a band called James Taylor Quartet. And James Taylor used to play the Hammond organ. So that was the first or the second, I don't know, some big funk revival. Anyway, we all danced to it because we were a generation who could remember Starsky and Hutch. And I realized that talking to you here on Groovin' the Wireless on Radioactive International, many of you may not know what groove, well, what Starsky and Hutch was all about. But basically it was, it was a little birdie buzzing about up in the pear tree. Sorry, I got distracted there by a bird. Starsky and Hutch, yeah, it was cop series. In the 70s, they drove a ridiculous car, some sort of big Ford thing, and chased people through the streets of Los Angeles and got into different scrapes and always got the girl and always got the balled out by their chief, who was a black man called Captain Dobie, and always got their information from the Huggy Bear, who was a kind of prototype. Prototype, who would you call him now, basically? Who's that guy in LA, the rapper? Oh, it'll come to me after a while. Anyway, sorry, I'm being distracted there by this beautiful weather. Anyway, Starsky and Hutch, but before that, we had a theme that was going and it was all about hot. So we followed it up with Hot Thing, started it off with Hot Thing, which was an extended mix. Prince, His Royal Purpleness, truly one of the great funksters of all time. And then after that we had Hot Pants Road, which I think is the JBs effectively telling you how good they were even when James Brown wasn't chanting, hopping up and down and bawling rolling around on the stage. So that's what that was all about. We're flying rapidly through this show. God, 34 minutes down. You can hear the birds in the background and everything else. And I'm not really sure. Oh, yeah. Okay, so I was looking for different things to play. And then I thought what I would play is I'd play a track by Bowie. I haven't played Bowie in a while. And this is a track that I played at my cousin's wedding. And he really got me into Bowie, and it was his older brothers who got him into Bowie, so it was a big Bowie thing. And in fact, even one of my cousins has got a kid called Bowie. So, yeah, it's major. And it wasn't the track that I expected to play at the wedding. It wasn't like wasn't an obvious track, but every once in a while, I think it's Carlos Alomar who's the man who's responsible for this guitar riff. But the riff is so good that I think the whole song is just built around it, and it just works incredibly well. And I kind of feel like Bowie's new stuff, it's not gonna, you know, just retire gracefully and go away and sit by a lake in Geneva or whatever it is. But at least he had the grace to do that, unlike our rock stars who seem to continue to make bad music and not pay their taxes. So we'll start off this with, it's from the Aladdin Sane album, or Land Insane, which is pretty much what's going on over in Turkey at the moment. So we were always trying to interpret that, and it's from a long time ago. And then we might follow it up with some modern music. You'd never know, you just never know.
Sun
So we started off with, no, we ended with Ricardo Villalobos with Zwipex, or Zwipex, I'm not really sure. And we finally got around to some new music. So that set started with Panic in Detroit, which was, I'll admit, old music since it's from Aladdin Sane, the album, and that must be 74, 75, something like that. But then we went to John Hopkins and we played him and his, I think that's Open Eye Signal is the, I think it could be the single from the album Immunity, which has just been released. So we finally got to some new music. And then more recently, Ricardo Villalobos, which was a track from last year. So we're getting there. We're getting closer. I'm going to finish up with a track by Nicolette called No Government. And this is kind of dedicated to the friends and family of a friend of mine who we lost this week or last week to suicide. So my appeal to people out there, seems to be particularly prevalent amongst men, is to pick up the phone and talk to people. There's a load of numbers you can talk to, the Samaritans and Assist, and there's a few more, but either way, it's just important that you talk to someone, because it's just sad to lose somebody to that. And this friend, I think, would have enjoyed this song, because he certainly had sentiments that were similar to mine in terms of politics. So this is Groovin' the Wireless saying so long, and we'll tune in next week, and hopefully this sunshine will continue, and I hope you've enjoyed the show. Take care.
Yeah.